Perform muraqabah, meditation. In other words, in your heart, remember Allah in your heart. Focus, pay attention towards your heart, and with the sound of the dhikr, prayer beads, with the tongue of your heart, perform the remembrance of Allah, saying Allah, Allah, Allah. When an individual does muraqabah, meditation, and he remembers Allah in this way in his heart, the amount he does that, the amount he does remembers Allah, and the amount of time he spends in muraqabah, even if it's 2 seconds in meditation, at that time, 2 things happen during that muraqabah meditation. Even 2 seconds of muraqabah is a great meditation. 1 minute muraqabah is a great meditation. It's a great act of worship. Immediately 2 rewards are attained. Number one is that direct on the heart Allah's mercy descends. And number two is that his sins that are within his oppression, the darkness, Allah Ta'ala eliminates that, and Allah illuminates the heart, makes the heart full of light. So make a habit to do muraqabah. From speaking wasteful talk, nonsense talk, moving your tongue, useless purposes, is better to stay silent. To stay silent and focus on your heart and wait for Allah's mercy. In muraqabah, meditation, you don't have to do any specific dhikr recitation. There's no dhikr, no Allah, Allah, Allah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, tasbih, nothing. Just in muraqabah is waiting. You are waiting muraqabah. The definition of muraqabah is to wait. The salik, the seeker of Allah's name, sits, and the lataif, the spiritual points on which he has worked hard, alhamdulillah, he presents his lataif spiritual points in front of Allah, and he just sits and says, oh Allah Ta'ala, that in these empty points, in these empty parts of my body internally, please Allah, grant me your mercy. And he waits for Allah's mercy. If you get drowsy during that time, sleepy, then that is a high still level of ibadah worship. If somebody's traveling, it's the best ibadah. Close your eyes and just sit in muraqabah. If you're feeling drowsy, sleepy, etc., complete, you are doing the high level form of worship. So this is a unique and brilliant method Allah Ta'ala has granted this treasure to the human being of muraqabah. So muraqabah, make it a habit. Become accustomed to it. Always. Very quickly, it takes you out of the sins. And one other thing, which is the biggest thing, the biggest point, is that one sin a person commits with his body physically, with his hands, and there's another sin which is with the thoughts of a person, dirty thoughts, bad thoughts, negative thoughts, and they keep on rotating in your mind, ajeeb, weird thoughts that come to you, dirty thoughts and scenes that shaitan brings. So muraqabah is such an action that first of all eliminates those negative thoughts. So many diseases are eliminated through muraqabah. So it's a gift for the Naqshbandi order, the Naqshbandi silsila in reality. And if with the company of the Shaykh and you're sat in front of the Shaykh and doing muraqabah, is nur ala nur, light beyond light. So the people of Bolton, they are fortunate, extremely fortunate. But such a great reward Allah gives, the same Allah will also then reckon as well, and He will account us for our deeds. Remember this, there will be hisab, accounts for this, that Allah gave you this ni'mah to you, this treasure to you. How much benefit did you take from this? That's it. So Shaykh, if he's busy doing something, reading Quran, reciting, praying nafal salah, what the murid should do, the student sit behind and make niyyah, intention of going to muraqabah. That's it. Direct fares will start to come to that student. These old tariqah tips, method of this silsila, alhamdulillah, to find Allah, to attain Allah's nearness. If you sat at home, you know your shaykh is in the masjid, go to the masjid, make niyyah, sit there behind him somewhere and do muraqabah. No other ibadah. Just bow your head, neck, and sit there and waiting for Allah's rahmah, mercy, alhamdulillah. So these are great deeds, small deeds, but great deeds. Allah's marifah, His nearness, the darajat, the levels, the pathway to that, they are not difficult to get to Allah. The path, it's not difficult to get to Allah, alhamdulillah. Such a great destination to get to Allah, His nearness, awareness. Very quickly you can get there. But there's one point here, that people don't have yaqeen, belief in this. Lots of wasawis come here, negative thoughts. Whoever controls his negative thoughts and makes his determination strong, his faith strong, if your faith is strong, certainty is strong, then you are come. Hazrat Khwaja rahimahullah stated that whoever's yaqeen becomes more stronger, then he becomes more kamil, more complete. So strengthen your yaqeen that this is the right path, this is the right tariqah. The mashayikh ikram, the honorable mashayikh, their work, what they did is totally correct. Whatever ta'lim, education my shaykh has given to me is totally correct. And if it's according to the sharia and the sunnah, everything, alhamdulillah. So there's a complete chain. It's not me. I'm not the person. There's a whole chain behind me, the whole silsila that's coming. And where does this chain go back to? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a sanad. It's a sanad. Just like, for example, you get the sanad, the permission. After reading the hadith, the education, there's a chain, the sanad that he taught him, and he taught him, and he taught him. Same way there's a chain in tasawwuf. This phase will come from here, the phase will come from here, this sabah came from here, and from here. The teachings, latifa qalb, where did it come from? The lesson from behind. Alhamdulillah, continue, come. 35 muqamat. And then it came to us. So this sanad arrives to the student, the salik. And so how did this come to you? This education is a sanad. Just like this hadith sanad. Where did you learn this hadith from? From this ustad, this teacher. He taught him and he told him and he narrated to him. He narrated to him, gave ijazah. Same way, tasawwuf. The hadith that mashallah has back. And this is the spiritual sources. Latifa qalb, latifa ruh, latifa sarlifa. This 35 maqam, 35 levels. So this is also a sanad, a chain, authentic. So anyhow, muraqabah, meditation, make it a habit. Your life and this habit, when you make it strong to do muraqabah, alhamdulillah, then you become, mashallah, like a bubble of nur, of light, a beautiful and excellent human being with a great akhlaq, good conduct. And with the muraqabah, you start to improve and develop. Many people, when they are distressed mentally, and they're down, difficulties come, issues come, don't know what it is, it a jinn, is it a ghost, is it magic, all of this are waste. Just start muraqabah. Start meditation, get the ijazah from a shaykh and start muraqabah. That's it, alhamdulillah. Everything will finish, all ghosts and problems and jinnat and evil will disappear. So alhamdulillah, these some points that came into my mind, may Allah make them beneficial for us. So practice on this as well, okay? Yes. Okay, so do muraqabah. Start with the tasbih, with the dhikr prayer beads, and then we will go to silent muraqabah.